Amen. Good morning, church family.
Good morning.
As has already been stated, my name is Pastor Eric T. Campbell, and I greet you this morning, early this morning, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I also bring greetings from our bishop, William L. Gold, Jr., and his entire staff, of which, people of God, I am privileged to serve as one of his assistants. Now, I've already said, in order to keep a bed at home, I've already introduced my rib to you. And as long as she continues to keep a smile on her face, I believe, people of God, I have a place to sleep tonight. And so I want to thank you for your support of my need. And I want to thank Sharon for all the love that you give me unconditionally. I really, really do appreciate that. As you know, church family, the Christian church throughout the world, for the most part, is celebrating today, the day of Pentecost. It is described in the second chapter of Acts, when our God sent his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, into the world. No longer would God be present in human form, visible and tangible. And his message to us today is this: we are not alone. We are not alone. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, that is what this day, the day of Pentecost, means to us. It lets us know that we are not alone. As I reflected on today's gospel text, according to the book of John, the Johannine document, the human tragedy, people of God, of 9/11, 2001, the attacks on the World Trade Center in New York City weighed heavy on my soul, on my heart, on my spirit. On that day, nearly 19 years ago, before leaving home for my office at the ELCA headquarters in Chicago, I watched in horror when both planes slammed into the Trade Center buildings and another plane into the Pentagon. And yet another plane brought down in the cornfield of Pennsylvania, reportedly on its way to the White House. And even though, a church family, I saw what I saw on the television news that morning, literally I could not believe what I was seeing, leaving me vulnerable, feeling vulnerable for myself and for this entire nation. As I continued to watch that day unfold, I felt alone and powerless. But of course, I wasn't the only one in pain. After I finally got to my office on 9/11, the presiding bishop, Mark Hansen, convened an impromptu gathering of all the staff at our churchwide offices, not thinking about our many differences in terms of languages and ethnicities, diverse callings, etc. We all came together horrified, fearful, upset, in need. We came together to be with each other, to be in a sacred and sacred place with God's people, and to pray. But most of all, We came together that day in Chicago to be in the presence of God during that horrific time in America's history. We came, a people of God, filled with anxiety, seeking comfort from our God. And after most of the staff had gone back to their respective units, some people stayed for quite a while, continuing to pray and spend time surrounded by the Spirit of the living God. It was a comforting and powerful time in the midst of a nation and our own personal pain. It was a reminder to us that we, church family, are not alone. Hearing the gospel, our gospel text, as Jesus Christ prepared to face his own death, he made a profound promise to his disciples and to us. He said, "If ye love me," not a people of God, that wishy-washy kind of stuff that we often front as love. "If you love me and keep my commandments, I will pray to the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, neither knoweth him, but ye know him." And how do I know that? "Because he dwelleth within you and shall be in each of you." Jesus saw the coming tragedy of his own life and the pain and the uncertainty, people of God, that it would cause when the disciples learned of his imminent departure. That is why Jesus said to them, his disciples, and he is saying to us on this very day as he prepares to leave this world, "Peace I leave you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. So therefore, let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Ye believe in God," Jesus said, "believe also in me. I will not," says the Lord, "leave you orphaned." In other words, the church family, we are not alone. Before I take my seat, let me just explain something briefly. Jesus called the Spirit the Advocate. In Greek, I know we have some scholars around here, stay with me now. In Greek, the word advocate is transliterated paraclete. And paraclete means comforter, champion, counselor, as well as advocate. And it derives from a verb, a people of God, meaning to call to one's side. In the Greek legal system, as an example, people were allowed to take a paraclete, a counselor, with them to court. The paraclete didn't plead their cases for them, but stood beside them as witnesses in their value as a citizen of that country. So, in this sense, the paraclete was an advocate for another, a comforter in their time of difficulty, their counselor, and their champion. They were not alone in court. This, people of God, gives all of us a new insight into what God provides for us in the Holy Spirit. Not only one who comforts us, but also one who is at our side, advocating for us in our time of needs. When we face times of difficulty, the Spirit of God is there for us and with us. We all need to remember that. But God's Spirit isn't just there in times of tragedy and pain. The Spirit celebrates with us in joy as well. We turn to God in crisis, in sorrow and pain. And we are so thankful to God for answering our prayers. It gives us strength, and it gives us determination, and it gives us the power, the impetus, people of God, to rise up in difficult situations and do as my friend Jeremiah Wright once wrote. It gives us the ability then to preach through the storm. God's Spirit is also with us to celebrate those great joys. We cry out to God in thanks when the doctor reads the test results, and they are good. We can sense the Spirit of God when that which has been lost, like perhaps maybe our children, are found. We can feel God's presence when we gather to celebrate an anniversary and some other significant event in our lives. God stands beside us in times of joy and sorrow, when we are delighted and when we are distraught, when we jump for joy, and when our bodies rip in pain. Please remember, as I know that your pastor does, even in those tough situations, people of God, that seemingly we have no control over, God is with us. And Jack knows that. That's what gives him the ability to keep going back to surgery after surgery, because he knows that God is walking alongside of him. He knows that. And I know that he knows it, because I've been knowing him for over 30 years. We are not left orphans. Christ has sent the Holy Spirit to stand beside us in our need. Like now, with Jack, and perhaps all the challenges each of you are facing, I know that I'm facing some in my life, my rib and I. But we trust God. And though it is difficult sometimes to trust God, when you see so much around us going awry, but I plead with you today, church family, trust God, and God will see you through. I don't care what problems he put in his hand. I don't care what challenges Jack is having. I don't care how sick the ELCA, the Senate, and all of us seem to be. I want you to stay steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the word of the Lord, because the Lord is with us. And the Lord has promised that he will never, never, never abandon us, people of God, even as many of us have abandoned our Lord. So today, you know, that was basically all I wanted to stop by and say. We are not alone. And I tell you that, people of God, from my own experiences, and I'm not going to get into a biography of Eric Campbell, because I'm sure you will leave here with your mouth open. But I can tell you this, God has walked with me through some of the most horrific, challenging, life-threatening times that any human being could ever experience. Now, that's a powerful statement to make. But I can make that statement because of God, not only because it's true, but because God sustained me through it all. And I am a living example of what God will not only, of what God has done for me, and what God will do for you. At the Center of the Sinner, it was so amazing to me when my name was called to celebrate my 30th year as a Lutheran pastor. And you know what? 30 years ago, nobody was just that. Not even me. God walked with me even in my doubts. God walked with me even when I was down on the ground and nowhere to turn. God walked with me. God, even my life was up in smoke, and I didn't know whether I was going to live or die. God was with me and is with me and told me, Eric, get up, I have something greater for you than what the world has to offer. And I became, I can tell you about the Lord, but I became the executive director in Chicago, a wretch like me. Well, in the black church, you know, you know, that's that dialogical thing, you know, you say, amen, amen, you get that feedback. It only feeds into what you're trying to say. But I love you and I thank you for being who you are. And I wouldn't have passed this opportunity up. Well, I would have, but I didn't, because I wanted to be here in honor of Jack, because he is my friend. Amen.